which we are seeing in a decrease of skill when it comes to those core skills of copywriting and content creation. I think some of that will come back, right? People will start realizing that not everything in marketing can be automated, at least not at this time. A renewed focus on skill building and a renewed focus on those old values of marketing, understanding the customer, understanding the product, the messaging, crisp copywriting, and then yes, taking advantage of automation and AI, yes, but you can't simply leave everything on an algorithm and hope that it will figure it out.
Hi, this is Muskan. Welcome to the Brand Podcasters Show, where we discuss, teach, and analyze all about branding, marketing, and of course, podcasting. Let's get started. In this episode, we went over the basics of marketing, which is one of the most important steps to set the base. It is structuring your marketing team. Who all should be included? And what all has changed with age and technology in the marketing industry? Let's find out. Hi Deepak, how are you?
I'm good, Muskan. How are you?
I'm great. And we are back and we're going to discuss something about redefining marketing actually for the coming year, really, because this year is like about to end. Didn't feel like it coming to an end. It was like,
yes, years go by very quickly, which is why, I mean, if anybody's planning for 2023, this is the time,
right? Exactly.
If you start planning in January, you will be too late.
Mm-hmm. So if we talk about marketing, I guess that is one aspect that every brand or individual needs to focus on in the coming year, because whatever you do, whatever your product is, if the marketing and the team is not right, I don't think so you'll reach anywhere. So I guess we should not waste any time and let's jump into it. So Deepak, I think so times have really changed from what we were and what the traditional marketing ways were, and now what it is with the technology, the right tools and everything. So it's changing rapidly, whether it be a traditional marketing firm or any other venture. So how do you think in terms of operations and how things are operating nowadays, how do you think the marketing sector has been impacted really?
Yeah, so I mean, marketing has changed, which you said, from traditional to new age, but also with this year, whatever is happening, right?
Yeah.
With the VC funding drying up and with this FTX fiasco and all these tech giants laying off people. So marketing will have to redefine itself. And what we have seen over the course of last few years is more of automation coming in, more of AI coming in.
Right.
And which has consequently led to an almost like a scenario where people think most of marketing or a majority of marketing can just be automated, which we are seeing in a decrease of skill when it comes to those core skills of copywriting and content creation.
Right.
I think some of that will come back, right? People will start realizing that not everything in marketing can be automated, at least not at this time. A renewed focus on skill building.
Right.
And a renewed focus on those old values of marketing, understanding the customer, understanding the product, the messaging, crisp copywriting. And then, yes, taking advantage of automation and AI, yes. But you can't simply leave everything on an algorithm and hope that it will figure it out.
But the way the companies are going, the ventures are building, like, I mean, we always look up to these giants only when we see these marketing structures and everything. So them laying off people in abundance is something a little worrisome. And do you think that will somewhere or the other affect marketing as a whole?
It will, right? So marketing teams are usually the first ones to where the budgets will get cut and where people will be laid off. Because see, another problem with marketing is that they are usually very far removed from direct revenue impact.
Right.
Now, there are things in D2C such as performance marketing and all those conversion point compact campaigns. Apart from that, a bulk of marketing is two or three steps away from the conversion, which is why it is very easy to think that they are having no impact. Now, whether they're having an impact, whether they're being able to measure it is another question. So with these giants laying off people, the impact is imminent.
Right.
And that impact has to be survived by means of redefining what marketing is doing and also remeasuring. And so people have to be very clear as to the impact, and that impact may take time.
Right.
Not all marketing can be switch on a lead ad and get the leads and then measure your cost per lead. But even at that time horizon, people will have to measure and then be able to articulate what value they're bringing in the context of what is happening in today's startups and even large companies.
Mm-hmm. Right. But at the same time, you said that old ways have to come back because you know, it's becoming very automated somewhat. So if old ways are coming, that's great. I mean, I think so that will be the future. But at the same time, these tools, these content creation tools, marketing tools are increasingly and rapidly, you know, becoming a part of our lives. So that is somewhere or the other part of that automation. So how do you think we amalgamate these two things?
See, there is automation in various aspects, right? So even in AI-generated content, there is a lot of automation. There are some good tools. I have used them, but anybody who is actually using them in production, they would know that those tools are not yet ready to create content on their own.
Right.
They could give you some good insights. They could generate a topic list. They could maybe even help you with editing.
Mm-hmm.
But at its core, somebody knowledgeable with the subject matter, as well as with the art of marketing and conveying and messaging and brand communications, that person is the one who can use these tools.
Right.
The problem is people were thinking that with these tools, anybody can use them. Mm-hmm. Right. So they would take these tools, and it is very rampant in email marketing. And just because people have the ability to send tens of thousands of emails, they think that it's a much easier cost-cutting mechanism to just use this emailing software and start working out. But the core content is the subject line and the theme, and as well as the people to whom you're sending it.
Hmm.
Without that, all of these tens of thousands of emails are going to go into spam.
Right. Right?
So there is a use case of intelligence in automation.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as being intelligent in using automation.
Right.
And so there is no dispute that tools are becoming more intelligent. That is true. But are you using your intelligence in using those tools? That is a different question.
Right.
So when I say core skills have to come back, is because this is what I see in many cases. So recently we had a conversation with an investor, and when it came to content marketing, it was either of two things. One, you can easily outsource it for pennies to somebody,
right,
or to use any tool. Neither of those can give you the subject matter expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The subject matter expertise has to come from somebody who's in the industry, living and breathing your core concept. And then, yes, you can have some help in automation, whether in editing, whether it in repurposing, creating graphics. But again, I would just come back to that you have to be intelligent in using automation. Otherwise, it's simply a wastage of your resources.
I guess you very rightly said, and it just reminded me that even I worked in PR, and I guess public relations take some sort of efforts even in cold mailing, because I've seen that we used to just cold mail when I was with Times, and this used to happen a lot where, you know, we had to make specific emails for somebody, even if that was a cold mail. So I guess even brand to brand, purpose to purpose, it depends how you're using it. So I guess very rightly said that even AI needs to be handled manually, until and unless it becomes something big in the coming years. But now if we're talking about building a team and doing it manually, how do you think, Deepak, that a team should be built for like a 2023? How should businesses go about and, you know, pick people to have in their marketing team? I mean, what should it consist of really?
I think a team, I mean, it depends on the type of business you're running.
Hmm.
In D2C, direct to consumer, or those businesses which have shorter sales cycles, let's put it this way. Right? There are certain segments which have impulse buys. For them, your team can be predominantly conversion focused.
Mm.
Right? So performance marketing and influencer marketing and really putting in CRO and putting in all sort of A-B testing and really, because you can scale up faster.
Right.
In those contexts, I think the team would still need somebody to provide the content.
Hmm.
There would be a content creation team. That content these days is leaning heavily towards video. So you need a video team, whether you do it in-house or outsource it.
Hmm.
You need to have a copywriter who can really create pitch-perfect ad campaigns. And then you need somebody who can buy media. So media buying and ad performance optimization.
Right.
all of that starts becoming something of a good cohesive team, which can then start measuring its impact on revenue by means of ROI or ROS, whatever you do. In case of businesses which have a longer sales cycle, B2B businesses, technology, healthcare, insurance, all these. In those cases, focusing too much on the conversion point can often be detrimental because you're scaling up. So once you have proven your experiment, by all means, scale up.
Right.
But simply testing without knowing what is working and what is not, that can be a problem. So for these kind of businesses, again, what is the core fuel for your campaigns?
Right.
Is it a person? So we talk often about creating a podcast because now you can have a person and a voice who is really attached to the brand.
Right?
If that's a person, is that somebody from the top leadership? Or are you still saying that, okay, we can't have somebody showing their face on a video, so we'll outsource it to campaigns? Even in that case, you need to provide the content for those videos and really capture the essence of what you're trying to convey to the audience. So in both cases, whether you're B2B or direct to consumer or in similar industries, I think this is a time to figure out who is the core content supplier, right? In any format, in text, in interviews, in podcasts, in videos.
Right.
And that person has to devote a substantial amount of time during their week in really thinking, strategizing and creating content.
Right.
The rest of the team is supporting and experimenting in using different channels, in repurposing, in measuring, in taking advantage of automation. But I think at this point of time, especially when the competition is high, the market is seeing a lowering down of conversions when it comes to cold calls or when it comes to automation.
Right.
In those cases, you have to come back and really re-articulate what you stand for. And that person is driving your content marketing and then by default, driving your entire marketing impact.
Right. But I guess for these giants and, you know, big B2B companies, it's very easy to, you know, specify what there are different teams. There's a production team, there's a marketing team, there's a sales team. But at the same time, and that's why they can lay off people very easily because they know which sector needs how much of an effort. But at the same time, if you talk about these startups or D2C companies, which are really small and they don't have, I don't think so, they have these groups or these, you know, teams made specifically for a task. As you said that, you know, somebody who's handling video, somebody who's handling the text part, the content creation and everything. So it somewhere or the other merges, you know, two teams or two different areas. So how to manage that? If you know that, you know, you need a specific set of people. How do you go about?
Yeah, I mean, upgrade your skills. That is what I would say, especially when it comes to smaller startups. Right? So large businesses have the privilege that they can outsource this to a good creative agency.
Right.
Right. If you're a smaller business, you have to pick up the mantle. You have to really come in front. It doesn't mean that you need to learn how to edit videos and do graphic design, but you have to become better in articulating your point of view. Right. So there is no way around it. Whether, even if you outsource the editing part to some other agency, even then you have to become better at articulating what you stand for. And I see it again and again, even when it comes to simple things such as website creation. Copywriting is sent to somebody else in a third party.
Right.
And that is difficult without giving them very concrete instructions. What is the value proposition for which you stand for?
Right.
Because without that, there is very little chance that somebody sitting in a marketing agency would be extremely familiar with your industry, right? With the pain points of your customers. All of that has to be supplied by you. So when it comes to startups who may not have the resources, in that case, the founding team has to upgrade their skills, understand that their core value function in the company is to build a brand which then attracts customers. And that branding can only be done once you're able to convey your message. So, I mean, just to coming back to what you said, what they can do, they can upgrade their skills.
Right.
And which with so many resources available, courses and YouTube, etc., it's fairly easy. Right? Even this setup, which you can see, right? You can really set it up. You can have a mic and a camera and somebody who can help you behind the camera, and that's pretty much about it. The inertia is in really being able to articulate, being able to stand with your brand and say, okay, this is my brand, this is my voice.
And that's very rightly said. But at the same time, I think so. One thing, very small thing I noticed, and might not make much difference, but I've noticed that there are these startups that, you know, all these startups actually, they don't really have a marketing team when they're starting out. I don't think so. They need one when they're starting out. But do you think it should be the other way around, that, you know, when once you're starting a brand, you have a product, and now you're going into the market, do you think there should be a marketing team set up beforehand?
So they don't have a marketing team because the definition of marketing is very confused.
Right.
And a huge part of that blame goes to marketeers. Right. So all the marketing teams were very comfortable. They still are. To say that, hey, we are not attached to revenue, right? If you're worried about your revenue, go talk to your sales team.
Right.
And hence, marketing is always treated as a cost center. Right. And which is why, even when you said that when people take the next step, okay, let's hire somebody. What they're usually hiring for is, can somebody take care of my social media?
Right.
And they will get a freelancer and they'll pay a few thousand and say, okay, this is what you need to do. Put 5 posts every week.
Yeah.
And then that freelancer is taking the same keywords and repeating it again and again and again. So if that is the definition of marketing, then yes, wait before you have had the proof of concept and then do it. But if the definition of marketing is actually articulating your point of view and saying, this is who I am, then by default, that has to be the first step.
Right.
You can't sell something before telling people who you are. So again, it depends on how you're defining marketing. And not every industry would be at the same stage. Right? There are certain industries which can win simply by virtue of scaling up or by virtue of being in the right place at the right time. But more and more you will see that if any startup, any business has to stand apart, somebody has to take a stand and start attaching a name or a face to the brand.
Right. And if we come back to the topic of, you know, building a team in the marketing sector, I think so. Even if a brand is pretty a giant like an Amazon or you know, any other B2B brand, I think so. My view is that you don't need a very big or bulky team of people to, you know, help you with it. Because now this is something that comes back to AI, that, you know, technology and everything has held our hands and is, you know, going with us in the coming years. But at the same time, do you think, even if you have a lot of money, do you think you need to have a big and bulky team to, you know?
You don't need a bulky team, right? But you need a skilled team. And skills are expensive.
True.
Right? There is no way around it. So you can have a team of low paid resources, and it could be a bulky team, but it won't give you an impact if you don't have the right skills.
Right.
And by right skills, I personally mean somebody who can understand what really it is meant by articulating the point of view of your brand. Right? Because for many people, it might just be, okay, create some keywords to our services. That is a very SEO-oriented approach.
Right.
Right? So you don't need a big and bulky team, but you do need the right skills. And then with those right skills, you can automate or outsource the rest of the work.
But now if we talk about them performing and, you know, building these big campaigns, strategizing around it, sometimes failing or succeeding with it. We've always seen that, you know, some brand or some campaign comes out and shines like a star. Comparatively, for me, I think so. Those were these old campaigns like the Nike's Just Do It campaign that, you know, used to hit the spot. But nowadays, do you think the marketing campaigns are doing as good as they used to do with that happy dentwala age and everything?
Yeah, but also understand, Muskan, that those high memory campaigns or whatever you remember, the campaigns were good, but also they had the muscle power to take it to everyone.
Right.
Even a half-baked idea, if I keep on hammering on your head every day, you will remember it for 10 years.
Right.
So most of the companies, 99% of the companies do not have those resources. And people often talk about Zomato's campaign and they could do this and that. But that's because they have those billions of dollars which they can spend in taking that idea to you.
Right.
And they're not taking one idea, right? They are testing with 1,000 ideas. One of them works. Even they don't know. Nobody knows which campaign will work.
Right.
The problem is you don't have the resources to create 1,000 good ideas and then test them with 10 million people. So for most of the brands as well as entrepreneurs, this question is almost irrelevant. Nobody sits and says, okay, I want to create a high value campaign, because nobody would create a low value campaign if they knew what is going to happen. The testing part, the scaling up part is beyond most of us.
Right.
So now we were talking about that beauty brand which Deepika Padukone has launched.
Right.
Now, just by the scale of her audience and her reach, anything she does has much more potential to succeed as well as to be tested. And if things don't work out, she can go back and redo it.
Right.
Right. But for all those tens of thousands of beauty brands, they do not have that kind of a privilege. Right. So getting a high value campaign is an uncertain output.
Right.
You don't know which campaign will perform, which won't. And you don't have the muscle power to test 1,000 different ideas. I would suggest, rather than looking at those campaigns, we should start looking at the strategy and the process behind it. That is a much more probable method of reaching to a high value and high performing campaign.
And I guess with the time and age, the trends are changing, and even people are, there's a distinguished factors that, you know, pehle people used to be of different, you know, the things are changing, the technology is changing, and with it, our ways of living are changing, really. So I don't think so, very rightly said, but I don't think so that these campaigns would anyhow work nowadays. So that is also one factor if we take it into account.
See, campaigns may, or again, they may work, right? So there are, if I asked you to name five different brands, I mean, the chances are all of the five brands you mentioned would be these large billion-dollar brands.
Could be.
Right. And it is just because not only the campaign, but also the brand ambassador associated with it.
Right.
Plus the scaling up and over, right, omnipresence of that campaign, all of those have an impact. So there are obviously these large marketing agencies who spend a lot of time, and they are very creative people.
Right.
So they have the experience to create these campaigns. But again, skills are costly. Right. So for most of us, for most of the upcoming brands who are not yet multi $100 million funded, they have to take a different step or a different process than looking at some high value campaign which simply generates on its own.
And do you think the impact will be the same? Because as you said, the skills are costlier. So do you think the impact would be the same if these startups or D2C brands go about it and try to build something?
Very unlikely.
Right.
The impact would definitely, see, impact depends on the amount of muscle you have. Right. That's a simple one. So if Baijus can go and sponsor a World Cup, right, by default, it has much more brand recognition. There is no campaign on earth which can match that kind of a brand recognition.
Right.
But given the proportionality of it, so how much you can spend and proportionate to that, how much you can achieve. That is what brands should aim for. Right. Because there is no campaign on earth which can match that kind of a scale.
True that. And as we are coming to an end, there's one more question left, Deepak, that what do you think, what would you suggest these startups or these brands that are upcoming to, you know, how should they focus on building their marketing team?
I think the founding team has to be cognizant of building their own brand.
Right.
Every founding member, firstly, they have to create their own brand. And you were mentioning high impact campaigns. I think these things cannot be replicated. So no marketing agency in the world can replicate a founder brand.
True.
Right. They can replicate scaling up or replicate brand ambassadors or replicate graphic designs, but they can't replicate the founder brand.
Right.
So if you're trying to set up a marketing team, prior to that, I would also suggest taking a look around and say, who in the founding team has the knowledge, the skills, the ability to become the face and the voice of the brand?
Right.
And maybe if you have someone like that, then the scope of rest of the marketing team becomes to support that person. Right? Become the architect of content or become the designer of that content or become the conveyor of that content. But if you don't have that person, then you do need somebody in your team like that. So the structure would depend on how easy it is for you and your company to create a founder brand.
Hmm. And I guess you need a face. We always pitch this to everybody that you need a face to, you know, so that people can recognize you. People can, you know, personally know you
and hate you.
Could be anything, fingers crossed. But at the same time, I always give this comparison to, you know, clients and everybody that there's one brand which is there, but there's one brand which has a face and a voice attached to it. So I think so people as consumers would be more attached to that sort of brand where they can, you know, connect to somebody, say or complain about something, give feedbacks. So I guess that's a really important factor, as you mentioned.
And what option do you have? Right? You don't have $1 billion to spend on campaign.
True.
Right? So this is the only option which normal startups have to really set out and become a brand in themselves, which cannot be replicated either by money or by automation.
So that there is your tool with which you need to play smartly. But with this, I think so we have come to an end, but it was a great session, Deepak. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Muskan.